Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
Now I'm a union man, amazed at what I am. I say what I think, that the company stinks. Yes, I'm a union man. When we meet in the local hall, I'll be voting with them all. With a hell of a shout, it's out, brothers, out. And the rise of the company's fall. Oh, yeah.
Good morning and welcome to The Fire Show, proudly presented to you by The Plumbers Union today. We've got a huge show, a first of its kind, to be honest, so looking forward to getting stuck straight into it. I'm the host, Hercules, filling in for Rusty today. Rusty's currently away in Wodonga with Warwick, so Warwick's off as well. Doesn't matter, we've still got a full panel. So good morning, Marcus Pickles.
Thank you, Herc. Pleasure to be here, excited to be here. Got a couple of celebrities or upcoming celebrities with us in the studio today. I know a few of the boys were pretty bit of a vested interest in wondering who would get on today. So Rust and Woz, hope you're having a good trip. But yeah, we've replaced you with a couple of superstars.
Literally, we actually have two superstars that will quite easily take them both out. Good morning, Reese.
Good morning, all. How are we?
Good, good, good. And straight to our special guests. We've got first Dom Dominator Molinaro. Morning, mate.
Good morning, guys. How we going?
And Kai Hitman Hodgson.
Morning, boys. Good to be here.
Yeah, welcome aboard. Really happy to have you guys. Obviously got a strong, proud history of supporting boxers in our union. I think we sponsor about six at the moment, or seven. But you two are right at the top. You know, five wins, both you guys, both training out of Titans Gym. We'll get into that in a second, but we'll go straight to Pickles first. So how's it all going? How's the area?
Yeah, going really well, mate. Yeah, it's really, really picked up. As I was saying with I had a meeting with the company yesterday, and we were sort of regressing and sort of saying that his phone had definitely stopped with people looking for work, and I think ours is the same. I think people are really starting to get actively employed, especially in the mechanical sector. I know that a lot of mechanical companies are picking up sanitary guys as well, which is good. We are all licensed and registered across a lot of that space. So yeah, it has become really busy. I was out at the Monash Hospital yesterday with Simon Jewell, and that's kicked off. Got Chad Oak, got about 15 guys there in the ground. It's a bit of a complicated in-ground package. All the stormwater and the fire ring main in the ground is all getting re-diverted the whole way around for the hospital. So you were out there yesterday, and then the Casey one in Berwick, that kicks off as well next week. So good to see some big jobs happening in the southeast. And then, yeah, just really getting around and seeing the members, mate. We definitely are sort of getting out there and seeing everyone. And good to see everyone working. I think last year we on the radio we're saying after Easter, it's picking up. And then it probably took that 6 months longer. But now we're into 2026. It's the sky's the limits for everyone out there, mate. It's really, really good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. We're getting about 10 phone calls a day at one point for members looking for work, and now it's my phones are ringing this week, not once.
Yeah, and so. it's exactly right. And that's a nice thing. Like we love having chats to everyone on the phone and all that kind of stuff. And by all means, give us a call if you don't need anything. But it is hard, and we do empathise with people when they are out of work, because it is such a hard time, especially with the cost of living. It is really, really difficult. But now people are working. And I can just see Protech, like, they're going to be absolutely flat out this year, our labour hire side of it, with the amount of work there and the amount of people these mechanical companies are going to be putting on. I went out and spoke to some kids down at Narre Warren the other day, and I was speaking to some of the EBA kids, and I said, oh, how'd you get your job? And he said, oh, it was actually advertised on Seek. So we're seeing a couple of our big EBA contractors. Mm. They're actually putting ads on Seek, and ever since I've been in the industry, it is very, very, very rare for that to happen. So it's a really, really good sign that the industry is looking strong, and that, yeah, it's going to be a big 2026. And I know you were speaking to someone this morning at the coffee shop, Herc, and probably saying the next 5 or 6 years is looking really good.
It is. And just on ProTec Raw as well, Raw recruitment's flat out. All our apprentices, the Indigenous apprentices, the women in construction, all out there working as well. No one's out of work, which is good. So we want to see. Touch on a positive straight away. We've got a pay rise coming up for the members. So first full pay week of March, which will be next week, I believe. Everyone gets a pay rise of 5% or 5.2%, wherever it is. If you don't get it, let us know. Let your delegate know, on-site delegate, or if you haven't got a delegate, give an organiser a call. We'll fix it up. Or even speak to your boss. Sometimes it's it can be a forgotten one.
An honest mistake.
An honest mistake, we'll call it. Reese, I'll ask you, how's it all going? How's it going down in Brunswick? Bit of drama down there.
It's been good in Brunswick. Quite busy, actually. Had a couple of little episodes last week with a car getting hit by the train, hitting the boom gate, with the boom gate going up. And then 2 days later, actually having a pedestrian getting hit by a car also. So it has been quite busy out there, but hitting to fit off stage now, majority of the work's done. So hopefully be finished in about 3 months. So moving along quite good.
Beautiful. Feeling I can't talk about your job without giving a shout out to Guy.
Oh, yes.
Guy. Champion of a rep, CFM rep out there.
Absolute gentleman and a ripper Stuart.
He is.
Good man.
Yeah, because you worked out there, Dom, didn't you?
Yeah. For a bit. Yeah, Guy's a great bloke. He shows heaps of support for my boxing. He watched the last fight, and he always gives his best wishes. So. Yeah.
Did he try and give you any pointers?
Oh, he tries to.
He actually does.
He's about 5'2". He only gets boxed a day in his life, but God bless Guy. He just wants to help and, pretty supportive.
How lucky are we as a union to have a CFMU rep like Guy on the job and definitely teaching our younger reps and even our experienced reps. Race, he's probably taught you a lot as well, hasn't he, mate?
Yeah, he's actually a blessing. He's a good man, and he's definitely very helpful and shares a lot of his wisdom, which is very good along the traps. You can never get enough of that.
Yeah, awesome, man.
Yeah, so I'll go on to the boxing, the reason why you boys are here. So I'll start with Dom. We'll start with Dom.
Yep.
So give us a bit of a rundown of your boxing career. When did you get started? When did we get involved as a union? Just the basics.
Yep, so I started boxing when I was 12, so about 12 years ago. Yep. Spent half my life in the gym, and I recently turned pro about 18 months ago, and that's when my steward reached out to me and offered support from the union, so that was Dave Shembley.
Oh, yeah, Dave, yeah.
Shout out to Dave. Well done, Dave.
Shout out to Dave. He organised a bit of sponsorship and support with the union, so that's it's helped a fair bit. So
that was on that Brunswick job, wasn't it? The first one,
yeah, it was. Yeah. It was on the first Brunswick job.
That's where I'm coming out and meeting you.
Yeah. So, but ever since then, the union have been every single one of my fights, and since then, I've had 6 fights, I've won 5 of them. I won the Australian middleweight title last year, and
which you brought into work, didn't you?
Yeah, I brought into work.
Oh, what a legend. And with the sponsorship, man, people don't understand with their young boxers and stuff like that, that you guys like have to sell tables and stuff like that as well, which can be pretty stressful, obviously, as you get bigger. And that's where the union can step in and support you and help you with those sort of things as well, can't we?
Yeah, that's right. There's a lot of pressure put on young fighters to sell lots of tables, and it's just one less thing you have to worry about when the union picks up a table.
Yep.
You know, the promoter's happy. You don't have to stress about chasing tickets or anything, and just makes the whole fight experience a lot easier.
Yeah, for sure, mate, for sure.
Promoters are happy. Then they see us rock up and how loud we are. It's like, man, can you tell those guys a big play? That's awesome. Kai, give us a bit of a rundown as well. So when did you turn pro? When did you start boxing?
Yeah, I also started boxing about 11 or 12 years old. And then when I was about 17 or 18, I moved across the Titans and met Dom, started competing together. I turned pro in 2022 and then have had sort of a slow run getting up to 6 fights. I'm currently sitting at 5 wins and 1 loss. And the PPTU boys have been backing me from day one.
Yep. Yeah, we've been. I've been to many of your fights actually. One, the Kingston Town Hall. There's been at the Pavilion.
Yeah.
So, I lost my track here. Yeah,
it's a pretty big thing though as well, Kai. Like when you are getting into this environment, how do you find with like getting the nerves under control when you're fighting? Is that something you sort of just switch off to and you get involved, or is it like you just sort of walk out there? Do you notice the crowd, or do you just sort of focus in and go from there?
I'm sort of pretty good with my nerves a lot of the time now. We've been doing it a long, long time, so I sort of get a little bit of butterflies and stuff like that. But once I start warming up and get ready to go, I'm sort of zoned in, and you don't really hear the crowd when you're actually in there fighting. It's sort of all focus. Yeah. Rusty's voice always comes through the crowd.
He's got that certain frequency. We love you, Rust. G'day, mate. I know we'll be listening. What about you as well, mate? Do you get the nerves in, or are you pretty...
I'm pretty bad with... Oh, not bad with nerves. I still get them even after. I would have had 75, 80 odd fights, but I still get nerves.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just, you know, when you start warming up, you need to pee every 2 minutes.
Yeah,
100%. Then you get wrapped up, gloved up, and then you're struggling to pull your pants down.
Yeah.
that's pretty much the extent of my nerves. But once you walk out, once you're in the ring, as Kai said, it's all focus. You don't really take anything else in besides what your corner says, and maybe the odd shout out from the crowd. But yeah. Other than that, you're sort of locked in.
Yeah. I think for you it'd be like Luke Pitten on or someone. He's always at the fight screaming.
Number one fangirl.
Number
one fangirl for sure.
You're saying with your boxing, Kai, you had three cancellations. Was it 2024? Which is very frustrating. Right up to the... I think one was like a day before or something.
I had two in a row that were the day before the fight, the day of the weigh-ins, the fight got pulled.
Yeah, talk about frustration. You train for a camp, the whole training camp, you get to the day. So it's been for a bit of adversity, but you're still kicking. And you got one coming up as well in 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks' time. I've got another young plumber's boy, Theo Dunius. Yeah. So it's for a regional WBC title, and it should be a really good fun scrap.
Yeah. Roofer versus mechanical plumber.
Yeah, time to see who's best.
It's all right, mate. You're sitting in here, so you know where my support's going.
Yeah, we support Theo as well along the journey. Also give some shouts to Alex Alassad, Dante Karlucic, of course, Andrew and Jason Maloney, Zoe Rawston, and two of our delegates who have jumped in the ring recently, Levi Rowley and Dave Shembry. So we've got a proud history. Next would be Reese Mamone.
Exactly.
You can't wreck that beautiful
face. Reese is also a male model and a lifesaver on the train track. So you can't do everything, can you, Reese?
Can't do them all.
Not at all. And I think that's the thing. I think is at the union we do try and support people, and we know how hard it is to sort of get established, especially early in your career. And then you look at the Maloneys, and then they're fighting under lights in Vegas, and we can see you guys being there as well at some point. And the sky is the limit. I think it's a really nice thing that we do and try and support. I'm proud of you guys. It's such a big commitment. I think people realize that commitment as well, that you said, you've had what, six professional fights, but then what, you had 80 amateur fights. It's a massive journey. So no, it's good to see the PPT on your shorts, boys. We're really proud of you.
I think about time for a song.
Yeah, perfect. And Annie, what do we got? We've got the cold chisel.
Yep.
So guys, enjoy the song. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Oh,
And we're back. So we're just talking about some reps that have been voted up recently. So there was a bit of a changing of the guard down at Amazon, Mel 9, I should call it. Sorry,
I
got corrected yesterday. Mel 9. Troy Skittles done an outstanding job down there for 2.5 years. He's off to another project, and Cameron May, our vice president, has taken over. So shout out to Cam. Shout out to the members out there for endorsing him straight away as well. Very lucky to have someone of that caliber to come in and take over at this stage of the job. There's about 6 to 8 months left on the job, so he'll kill it out there. And someone we were just talking about in the break, shout out to Bruno. Young Bruno got voted up on the Hickory job. Who's out there? Liquid Vision.
Oscool.
So, yeah, shout out to Bruno. Kicking along. Big supporter of the next gen. Doesn't miss a meeting. Doesn't miss a dart as well. He's probably got a layoff.
He's Bruno's commitment, like, seriously, I won't say how old he is, but he's definitely in the latter years. But his commitment to come to everything is his second to none. Like, as you said, he comes to every next gen. He actually puts a lot of people to shame, to be honest. Mm. Like the fact that he drives from Malmesbury to come to a next gen meeting, or to come and support us with the boxing or anything like that. We love you, Bruno. He's a real great mentor for all of us. And he tells it how it is as well. I know he tells me off a lot. Quite often. So, yeah, well done, Bruno. We're proud of you, mate.
That's it. Just talk about probably the biggest job that got announced last week. It was in the Herald Sun. Was the $4.5 billion airport project. So that's officially been announced, the first stage. Extension of terminals and the start of a new runway. So it's a lot of work for our members. To coincide with all the data centres that are kicking off, there's a lot of work coming up in that northwest region at the moment. I know myself and Johnny are pulling our hair out just chasing after these data centres. Now this airport's been thrown in the mix. It definitely makes it trickier, but we'll keep going. We've also been doing some membership acknowledgements lately. Mm. So I know yourself, you did one yesterday.
Yeah, we had one yesterday, Herc, with Mick or Michael down in Hampton. He's on a little job just in Hampton. And I had a meeting with his boss a couple of weeks ago, Tim Stanley from FM Essential Services. And he was saying, I've got a guy who's I think he's been a member for a while. So I looked it up. And then yesterday, his boss came down as well to do the member presentation with me and Simon, which I've never had before. And it was actually really, really nice to realise how much when companies obviously have such respect for their employees that they were coming down for the membership presentation. And to us as organisers, sometimes you think maybe it's just a bit of a trivial sort of thing, but he really, really appreciated it. And it's one of our best parts about doing our job, present the shirt, present the award. And guys, if you have been a member for a long time and you haven't seen us, as I said, this guy was on a job with two fitters, just let us know. Or if you're in the smoko shed and the guy next to you maybe is a little bit later in life and you think maybe he's been a member for a while, speak to your rep, speak to an organiser and we'll come down and present it as well.
Exactly. That's the best part about our job, to be honest. 100%. Coming out seeing these long-term members. I've got one I'm going to present on Friday. He's a 45-year member. I got another one as well. He's a 35-year member. So I'll present that on Friday as well. The second one, he was on a small little refurb job that I just happened to pop into last week.
Yep.
And there was two members on the job. And he was one of them. And he looked obviously of age.
Yeah,
so I looked him up and I thought, I think it was 38 years he's been a member. So it's the best part about our job.
It's a lot of union tickets, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
And constant commitment.
Because you look at our T-shirt.
Yeah. You look in that 45-year period, these guys would have sat on the grass. They would have been doing a lot of stuff without getting paid at times, been out of work, all these kind of things, all these variables, and they continued with their union ticket the whole time. So, guys, if you get to that sort of time frame, it's our pleasure to come and present you with something, just a little bit of a show of our appreciation and a bit of a shot on Facebook as well.
Yep. The best. Yeah. I have to give a shout-out to our Warwick and Rusty as well, out in the bush at the moment. They're spending pretty much the whole week down with Donga. The huge Owenberg's job that's starting that Rusty keeps talking about. So he's going out there to meet with the builders and contractors. So it's been quite difficult, but the boys have smashed it out of the park. They met with Cook and Douse at Aubrey as well. Had a good toolbox with them. And
like 30-odd members up there as well, so, isn't there? Yeah.
Yeah, they brought our C-Bus and Inkalink and ran the boys through everything, or boys and girls working for the company, ran for everything. So well worth trip. It'd be good to have them back because, having two organisers down away makes it a bit harder for us. But, they've done a great job. I want to touch on something a bit random with you guys. So we support, obviously support you. How do the employees go? Raw Roofing and UPG, are they the, they obviously support you guys as well for the journey?
Raw's been fantastic from the moment I started with them. They've jumped behind it, and they've been pretty happy to work with everything that I need to do to stay committed to training.
Even coming into boxing, we appreciate the contracts as well, guys. The boys are going to be a little bit late for work today, but that's the thing, isn't it? That help from the employees.
When I made the phone call a couple of days ago, straight away, like, yep, not a problem at all. So it sort of shows you the caliber of employees they are, Raw Roofing and UPG. Brent didn't have a problem. Peter as well didn't have a problem. I sold him a coffee.
Yeah, UPG is the exact same as Raw. They give me time whenever I need it off. My project manager is really good about boxing. He was a taekwondo player back in the day, and he sort of sympathises with me a little bit.
Yeah. Who's that?
Sam.
Sam, really?
Yeah.
So. Surprising.
And how do you guys go with, say, when you're doing the cut for like the week before, how does that go with like with work? Do you find it pretty hard? Is it sort of one of those things you're zoned into now? It's sort of...
Well, early days, I was only taking a couple of days off before my fight, so... I was starting a water load at work, and when you do a water load, you're drinking 7 liters a day, and obviously you're peeing out a bunch of fluids. So I was running to the toilet all the time, but now I try and take a little bit of extra time off, so I'm not doing that stuff at work.
Yeah, sure. What about you, Kai?
Yeah, I was the same. I did my first couple water loads while I was working. And I was just, useless, running down the scaffold all day to run to the toilet. So now, I try and get that week off so I can sort of focus on the task at hand for that weekend.
Yeah, awesome, man. It's great.
Yeah, it's these little things that you don't think about leading up to a fight, you know, especially yourself on a roof, like for the the gutters are installed.
Yeah.
Don't usually have toilets up there.
Yeah, not at all, exactly. Yeah, it's one of those big things, isn't it, boys? It's a massive commitment to all of you. So what's the end game, guys? Are you sort of looking to get over to the States? Are you manifesting where you're going to be, say, in a few years? Or are you sort of just taking it a day at a time?
Yeah, I try not to trip myself up by looking too far ahead. I like keeping focus on the target ahead. But, for sure, it'll be unreal fighting at Madison Square Gardens or even just... somewhere cool overseas, the UK or America, as you said, that would be unreal.
Yeah,
I'd love to do that.
What about you, mate?
Yeah, I'm pretty similar to Dom. I sort of just kind of focus on the next thing ahead, the next step. So we'll just keep chasing the rankings, and then hopefully it gets us somewhere.
100%, man.
Yeah. So you got a fight in 2 weeks, Dom. Your next fight is roughly.
It's looking like it's going to be the end of April. The date's not announced yet.
Yep.
But I'm training for that end of April, hopefully. So
you haven't gone to the pony yet?
Nah, nothing locked in.
If in doubt, we'll throw Levi Rally in.
Exactly right. And where do you get tickets from, Kai? If people want to, is it sold out, or you can still get tickets at the door or anything like that?
There's still tickets at the door. So it's March 21st at the Melbourne Pavilion. Or if anyone wants to reach out and contact me, I can provide for her as well.
Yeah, awesome.
Still got merch as well. Still selling merch.
I'm trying to get some merch over the line at the moment. We've had a little bit of a stuff around with the supplier, but I'll hopefully have some in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, cool.
Awesome.
Speaking of stuff coming up, we've got the Cummo Cup coming up, the John Cummins Memorial Cup, North Heidelberg versus Laylor. I know a lot of us reps will be getting down, a lot of members will be getting down, so the invitation is there. It's a 22nd of March, ASA Park, Shelley Street. 3 p.m. kickoff, so it's in support of a great charity, the John Cummins Memorial Fund for Brain Cancer. So, yeah, the invitation is out there for all listeners, members, partners, dogs, everyone. They're all welcome.
Oh, awesome.
All right, so we're coming towards the end here. Any shout-outs you boys want to give?
No, I think just to thank the boys coming in, guys. It's obviously a bit of an early start, but it's been a pleasure having you guys in here. It's we'll have to do it again. We'll do it after you guys both have your fights this year. So no, I appreciate it, boys. And guys, it's a long weekend this week. Guys, no work Saturday. It's a lockdown. If you're being forced to come in, give an organiser a call. I've already had a few of those calls. But enjoy your 4 days off. And we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Boys, anything you want to say?
Yeah, just a massive thank you for having us on and for always backing Dom and I through our careers, and a huge shout out and thank you to Raw for getting behind me as well.
Yeah, awesome.
Yep, just stay safe over the weekend, guys. Be careful leading up to it. And thanks to you, PJ, and thanks, boys, for having me on.
Anytime. Thank you. Racy.
At the same time, it's always good company here, and thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Well done. Thank you, Annie, for coming in and doing the pots and pans.
Listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.